The Antichrist has been thought to be everything from a secret society to the church to barcode technology. Many think that all technology is the prelude to the Antichrist. In early times of the Roman Empire, no one could buy or sell unless they were from the house of Caesar. Again, we see symbolism overriding the underlying true political storyline of what was going on. The beast is the social regime that eats people alive, just as we could create a beast to represent our taxes that we feel are eating us alive. The book continues to describe various hideous beasts representing the power of Satan and how mankind is destroyed with plagues. Then we have Jesus coming down to do battle with Satan, and Satan is defeated and chained up for 1,000 years. John then gets into the judgment day, where God supposedly judges all men. When will Christ come and save the believers and strike down the unbelievers? This question has been asked for centuries, and there have been many who have predicted the answer. So far, no one knows, and no one has been right. The Judaic people have waited for their Messiah since their very beginnings, and Israel has been attacked and conquered numerous times. When Israel was granted its independence in 1948, to many, this event started the countdown of the battle between Christ and the Antichrist. Some point to earthquakes and natural disasters and say the end is coming. Some felt that 1988 would be the end, and some say 2012 is the end because the Mayan calendar ends then. William Miller, a poorly educated farmer who became a self-proclaimed preacher, revived the apocalyptic movement in 1831 by predicting the end of the world by March 22, 1844. He became very popular and had a following in the thousands. When March 22 came around, there was no end of the world. But a follower said that William had forgotten to add the time for the switch from BC to AD, and they recalculated the new time for the end of the world to be October 22, 1844. Again, the time came and went, and to thousands of followers, it was called the Great Disappointment. Many of Miller's followers eventually became Jehovah's Witnesses, or Seventh-day Adventists. We still have strong apocalyptic beliefs in conservative and evangelical churches today that use the book of Revelation as a tool. It seems that every time you hear an evangelist, they say the end of the world is near. The good will be rewarded when Christ comes, and the bad, sinners, will be cast down to everlasting hell. They seem to conveniently forget that Christ said no one could predict the end of days. The ones left behind will be those who didn't accept Christ. Then what about all the good people who aren't Christian? The Judaic people will be persecuted. The world will experience famine and earthquakes, and one-third of the world's population will die. This sounds like the Holocaust all over again. And this is not only judgmental but bigoted, and again puts forth a God who is partial to certain groups of people. Apocalyptic preachers say that Satan will come to wipe out the earth, and then Christ will come and vanquish Satan and take up to heaven all the believers. This type of message is almost like one that could be attributed to the supposed Antichrist, because it is full of bigotry and judgment and allows only Christians to be saved. The book of Revelation also supports the Christian concept of hell and a judgment day, which is exactly why the early church wanted it included in the Bible. Hell wasn't even a consideration or even discussed until the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, which is also one of the most powerful apocalyptic writings of Judaism. This was because most scholars, and again some liberal theologians, felt that people were straying from the Judaic religion or Judaic law. What better way to keep people in tow than to give them a concept of eternal torture or damnation? Even St. Augustine, in his City of God, condemns practically all sexual activity because it will surely send you to hell. This is amazing, because for years Augustine committed every crime against these rules. So much so that history tells us his mother prayed for 30 years that his soul would be saved. It's interesting also to note that he wrote this when he was very old, and probably all feelings of sexuality were used up, or he wasn't capable of indulging his vices.